Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the message for Sunday, the 28th of March, 2021, which, as you know, is Palm Sunday. And the message has been provided by Jean Taverner. And the theme this morning, or the reading, is the triumphal entry. It's Matthew 21, verses 1 to 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Jim writes, "The Christian fellowships throughout the world will know about this stupendous day when the Lord Jesus rode into Jerusalem and took the city by storm, as it were. The Bible states in verse 10, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" All through his ministry, Jesus had kept away from the Pharisees and the Sadducees, all who would have moved against him to have him killed. For 3 years, Christ had done his Father's will despite the treacherous plots against him, the times where folks would have wanted him or his disciples in their towns or the villages. This day there were thousands upon thousands of visitors for the great Passover feast, as well as the city's own population. I tried to understand in a small way how the Lord would have taken in this spectacle as he made his way through the streets of Jerusalem. Now Jesus was well known. Was he not the one who healed? The one who raised from the dead? The one who had the ability to even stop wind and waves from sinking their ship? And he could walk on water? The ministry team had been given one of the sayings from Jesus when he was crucified. "I have," from Luke 23, verse 34, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." These words spoken as our Lord hung on the cross do not seem to have any sense, as on this day, a week before there'd be rejoicing and happiness in the city. But please stop for a moment to take in the words of Christ. This lone figure on a donkey fulfilled the Old Testament prophecies. Zechariah 9 verse 9 says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." This day this prophecy was fulfilled. This day would not be a hole in a corner affair. This day the whole of the city of Jerusalem would know this spectacle of Jesus riding a donkey, a king who is victorious. Zechariah had predicted this event 500 years earlier, and now it was being played out before their eyes. This is what the Jews had been waiting for, a king, a champion to lead the battle and set them free, get rid of the Roman occupation forces, and then maybe there could be some way to heal the northern state of Israel and Judea. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." Jesus, the Prince of Peace, would not come to rid the Jews of the Romans. He was come for all who would love and follow him. So back to Jerusalem. the noise, the excitement. For some, the once in a lifetime to come to Israel for Passover, and the people that year saw and were part of an event that had never been seen before. The shouts of Hosanna, save Lord, save, Jesus being hailed King of Israel. What a moment. The Jews there had got what the Lord had come for wrong. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Amongst all this joyous celebration were the Pharisees, always somewhere where Jesus was, waiting, listening, plotting, finding a way to get rid of Christ once and for all. This was a day of rejoicing. They sang, they danced, their cries of Hosanna, their cries of Hosanna filled the air. What a day, what a Lord. It's been said that the joyous crowd came in view of Jerusalem. The little donkey picked its way over the stony path. There were two trails. One chose the path to the city, and one that led away from torture, beating and crucifixion. Is it any wonder Jesus wept over the city? But he went the way his Father said. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Jean writes that as she was putting these thoughts down on paper, it struck her, what about me? How many times has the Lord Jesus had to say to his Heavenly Father, Father, forgive Jean? Too many. If we are honest, we can all put our name in that place. You see, if we are not careful, we have a habit, and it means all others sin apart from us. But we have all sinned and fallen short of what was intended by our Heavenly Father, to reflect God's glory. That's a biggie. Charles H. Spurgeon, a great preacher who really sought God in prayer, this closeness with God through prayer is truly needed in all Christian churches in the UK and throughout the world. In Spurgeon's time, he called prayer the central heating of the church. When we are finally unlocked, as it were, things could be different. If that's the case, it will take much prayer to know that the steps we take will need to be the footsteps of Christ. God bless you all and keep safe. Have a blessed Easter. Amen.